Let me ask you a question. What one thing do we use every year in the UK that, if put in a line, could reach to the moon? We're talking about the equivalent of 384,400 kilometres every year. What is that one thing? Shout it out for me, please, or guess at least. Wrapping paper. Have you been reading the news or something? Wrapping paper. Wrapping paper. Have you ever received a Christmas present that was more wrapping paper than gift? Raise your hands. Come on, guys. Yeah? Have you ever received a present where the wrapper was better than the present inside? Yeah? Raise your hands if you have. Yeah? The amount of wrapping paper the UK used in 2016 was enough to wrap around the world 22 times. Now, we do have a scientist with us this evening, and I am not a scientist. I have to be honest, I haven't actually tested these statistics. I haven't actually been out in outer space with some wrapping paper to see. You know, I've not done that myself, but this is what I've gleaned from the World Wide Web. So I hope there's at least some truth in what I've been saying to you. Have you ever received something at Christmas where the wrapping was beautiful, but the gift inside was just utter rubbish? No? Have you ever pulled a Christmas cracker? All that beautiful wrapping with a very disappointing plastic piece of trash inside. Research shows that 99% of Christmas cracker gifts go in the bin at the end of the day. And on Christmas Day, around 40 million Christmas crackers are thrown away. Because, let's be honest, Christmas crackers are beautifully packaged rubbish. Is that true? Yes. Now, can you think of a gift that was the complete opposite of this? What about when God gave the gift of his Son, Jesus? The Bible tells us God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The fact the Bible uses these words, God loved the world so much that he gave his Son, we can deduce from that this Jesus was a gift, because God gave his Son. God's gift to the world is the greatest gift that has ever been given. And whereas a Christmas cracker is beautifully packaged rubbish, God's gift of Jesus is of infinite value. Infinite value, but packaged very humbly. Did you know that Jesus has many names and many titles in the Bible? I'll just list some of them for you. Emmanuel, which means God with us. Messiah, Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, the Saviour, the Lord, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Light of the World, Good Shepherd, Bread of Life, Alpha and Omega. And there's another that I haven't mentioned yet. The Word. How many of you have heard that Jesus is referred to as the Word in the Bible? Yeah. Jesus is the greatest gift that God has ever given to this world. And it is not surprising that such a precious gift should have so many names and so many titles. So let's just think about this one name for a few moments, the Word. This name, the Word, is very important as it helps us to understand that Jesus, the Word, has existed since forever. And indeed, when the world was created, everything was created through Him. And this Jesus, the Word, who had created everything, is the very Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, wrapped in a human body, wrapped in cloths, and placed in a manger. I think perhaps at times people forget this aspect. Jesus has existed since forever. When the baby was born in Bethlehem, that wasn't the beginning of Jesus. Jesus, the Word, has existed since forever. We'll talk more about that now. So let's now read the account from John's Gospel, all about Jesus, the Word of God, who created everything and then many, many, many years later put on a human body, or as the Bible says, put on flesh. So I'm going to read from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So you notice not only was the Word with God and was God, but the Word is a person referred to as He. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. Do you understand this, my friends? This Word of God is Jesus, and this Jesus created everything. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus, the Word of God, created light on the first day of creation. And Jesus, the Word of God, is the source of spiritual light too. And now we're going to jump to verse 9, where we read about the Word becoming flesh when He was born in Bethlehem, although the name Bethlehem is not specifically mentioned in this passage. It's mentioned elsewhere. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and even though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Did you notice those words? The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. When Jesus was born and wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger, this was the very Word of God, the one who had created everything, that was wrapped in a human body, wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger. What did we say earlier? We said that a Christmas cracker is beautifully packaged rubbish, but God's gift of Jesus, the Word of God, is of infinite value, but packaged very humbly. Some of you may be frustrated at Christmas time if you get given a box of biscuits. Do you get a box of biscuits and it's packaged and it's packaged and it's packaged? You've got the box. You open the box and you take out the cellophane wrapped tray. And then inside the cellophane wrap, you've got the tray. It's been wrapped three times. And if your auntie wraps it in wrapping paper as well, it'll be wrapped four times. But think about the layers of humble packaging that were involved when Jesus, the Word of God, was born as a baby in Bethlehem. When we talk about Christmas, we have to be honest, we're talking about wasteful packaging. But when Jesus came to earth, this is the Word of God packaged, not wastefully, humbly. Let's think about these layers of packaging when Jesus came to earth. I've got three for you. Firstly, the Word of God, Jesus, chose to be wrapped in a human body. Think about it. The very one who had created people chose to come to earth wrapped up in a human body. The one who had created people chose to come as a person. Secondly, the Word of God, by becoming a human being, allowed himself to be wrapped by human beings in humble cloths that had been woven by human beings. And thirdly, the Word of God, by becoming a human being, allowed himself to be placed in a manger. Let me tell you, that's a romantic looking manger. They didn't look like that. A manger is a feeding trough. You know that? A feeding trough. A feeding trough that had also been made by a human being. Yes, Jesus, the Word of God, the creator of the universe, was packaged in a human body, wrapped in cloths, and placed in a wooden box. A wooden box with legs. I would call it a feeding trough. You might call it a manger. But did you notice something else that we read earlier? When Jesus, the Word of God, came to planet Earth and was born in Bethlehem, he came with a purpose. What was that purpose? You might be fooled into thinking he came as a sort of photo opportunity so that we could have Christmas cards and Christmas plays. But no, he came with a purpose. What was that purpose? He came so that you and I can become children of God. We read earlier in John's Gospel, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That's a tragedy, my friends. That's a tragedy. He came to the nation of Israel, and most of the nation of Israel did not receive him. And yet, to all who did receive him, to all those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Some people received Jesus back in the day, but many people rejected him. And in our generation too, some people receive Jesus today, but many people still reject him. What about you? Will you choose to receive Jesus, the Word of God? Will you choose to believe in him? And let me conclude with one final thought. It was not only at the time of his birth that Jesus, the Word of God, was packaged with humble packaging. At the time of his death, Jesus, the Word of God, was also packaged in humble packaging. After he was crucified, the Word of God, who had created everything, was wrapped in cloths again and placed not in a manger, but in a tomb. But because he was and is the Word of God, the tomb could not contain him. And as you know, he rose from the dead. And that is why we can proclaim, he came so that you and I can become children of God. If you will receive Jesus, and if you will believe in his name, you will become a child of God. Some people received Jesus back in the day, but many people rejected him. And in our generation too, some people received Jesus today, but many people still reject him. What about you? Will you choose to receive Jesus, the Word of God? Will you choose to believe in him? Will you choose to become a child of God? If you have been touched by this message this evening and would like to receive Jesus, then please come and speak to me at the end. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.